good morning. Joe Carso.
Hey, good morning. Is Joe in?
No, he's not. My ex is calling.
Yeah, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Maybe you can help me out. Is there anybody else around that kind of helps with the finances?
Yes. And what was your name again?
Nico.
Nico?
Yes.
And you said you're with Cardiff?
Yeah, the Bank of Cardiff. It sounds a little funny over the phone, but it's like car and then different.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Perfect.
Train keeps on rolling, someone's gotta pay. I say one man God has given me, I can't tell you why. There must be a reason for this. Sometimes I'd rather die. There's a storm on the ocean, I've a river there. I won't be lonely, it's my only.
Can I help you?
Hi, I was directed over here for somebody who helps with the finances of the business. My name's Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, Bank of Cardiff, and are you guys offering services or what? I'm not sure.
No, yeah, I was trying to follow up here in regards to a finance offer we sent out to the business a few weeks ago. I wasn't sure if it even reached out to you guys, so I was following up with a phone call trying to introduce myself.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. This is the first time I'm hearing about it, and I'm not even sure if I'm the one that's supposed to even handle that. How did you send it, by your mail or fax?
It was by snail mail, so we sent it to the business at the 251 Middleton Street location. So I'm just conducting this follow-up call to see if it even made it out that way, or if
probably not, because I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was a finance offer for equipment financing and working capital. I just wanted to touch base here and see.
Financing.
Yeah, if you guys had fourth quarter plans that might require some financing, any upcoming projects that we might be able to help out with.
Oh, okay. Currently, no, not at the moment. And we are not really financing any equipment. Most of our equipment we purchase, and I don't believe we have any plans anytime right now to finance any equipment. And jobs are slowing down at the moment, so we probably won't get really back up and running, busy in our busy time until probably springtime.
Okay, so springtime's more along the lines of the busy time.
Right. So if you want to, leave a note to try back, then you can.
Okay. In the meantime, is there maybe an email address? At least you guys can have me on file in case something does come up in the next few months. Because, of course, financing isn't at the top of everybody's priority list, but I at least like to be a resource to you guys.
Okay. You could send it to Joe Capasso, the owner.
Mm-hmm.
His email is jc at joecapassomason.com.
JoeCapassoMason.com. And I'm sorry, I didn't actually catch your name earlier.
Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A.
Glenda, okay. Yeah, so you guys said that your busy time's around spring.
Yeah, around the spring, summertime.
Okay.
We just got out of our busy.
Yeah, catching the tail end of it, right?
Yeah.
Not many jobs or projects coming up towards the end of the year.
Right,
it's kind of based on the weather, too, I would imagine, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so what do you guys do during the slow time? Do you kind of shift your focus?
We just try to finish up whatever jobs we currently have. I mean, we do have jobs still going on.
Mm-hmm.
We try to finish those jobs up until we start our new.
Right. What's the typical job length for you guys?
Length,
like how long does it take to complete a project?
Well,
on average.
It depends on the size of the job. It could be a year or two.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, one of our jobs is 2 years right now.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we're finishing the first year now, and we have another year left on it.
And I would assume, of course, you guys work year-round.
Yeah. definitely.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I'm gonna shoot over an email there to Joe, and that you said that goes directly to him. Okay, I'll shoot him over an email, at least let him know that I called, and just trying to follow up on that finance offer, and see, you know, he might want to bring on maybe some equipment, take advantage of some of those tax write-offs towards the end of the year and see if that's a possibility of helping the business too. Do you guys normally, I guess, go through like a local bank, or do you know if you got to shop around a little bit, maybe try and get the better rates that can be offered?
We shop around.
Okay, definitely. Okay, well, like I said, love to at least throw my hat in the ring and see if there's a way we can help.
All right, no problem.
Perfect. Thank you, Glenda. I appreciate that.
Bye. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.